Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast today. It is March the 17th, 2021. My name is Joanne. Happy birthday to me. Hey, I'm turning 55. Actually, today I am 55, and so it's just a wonderful day for me. It is a day of joy, and joy is just one of those things that God has worked in my life. I think we all have a message or two on our life, and the Lord saw fit to grow me in the area of joy, and that's exactly where he went today. His direction took me to Acts 20, verse 24. Now, I don't know that I've ever been directed to this verse of scripture before. Maybe I have, but it was definitely what rose up in my spirit today when I was spending time in the Lord's presence. He's just so good. I'll tell you what, he is just so faithful day after day. So what does Acts 20:24 say? It says, "But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." This was written by Paul in the book of Acts, and I had to think about the verse. It's like, okay, Lord, what are you saying to me through this verse today on my birthday? None of these things move me. You know, there's a lot of counterfeit things, you know, that try to come against us, try to suck us in, try to draw us into that mold of the world. And the more that we go with God, the more that we grow with God, we recognize those pitfalls. We recognize the sins that tempt us, the things that want to pull us down from that place of abiding in God or that place of joy. And that's why Paul was able to say, these things aren't going to move me. You know, whether it's upsets or the trials and the struggles or maybe even physical pain. You know, Paul went through a lot. He said, none of these things are going to move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, about, you know, dying daily to the Lord, taking up our cross, following him. But here's the reason: so that I may finish my race with joy. And I get the image of running across the finish line with our arms raised up in victory, with a smile on our face and laughing, just full of the joy of the Lord as we finish our race, not limping and huffing and puffing and just barely getting across the finish line. Although if you have to finish that way, praise God. The important thing is that we finish. But the goal is to finish with the joy of the Lord. And I think of it as finishing our life, finishing the thing that God has called us to do. And Paul was even writing about finishing his ministry with joy. Something I had to declare early this morning is, God, nothing compares with you. Nothing in all of this life that we could ever pursue or the things that we could be giving, nothing compares with the joy of knowing the Lord. Even Jesus said, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the one true God. And I mean, what could ever take the place of his presence in our life? What can take the place of hearing his voice? What can take the place of having him, you know, co-labor? We co-labor with him and we do our life with God and we see his power at work. There's nothing in all the world that can ever take the place of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit that's in us. That verse is found in John 17, verse 3. So knowing the Lord, it is everything. That's a great way to start out your birthday, don't you think? Just starting out your day with the presence of the Lord, hearing his voice and saying, okay, let's go in the direction of joy. Say, I'm all in. Recognizing the fake, it's like, hey, I'm not going to let you pull me in. I am going with God. There's a standard I think that the Lord has for me, because when he walks you in a journey into joy, that becomes the light that you're held accountable to walk in. Okay. It's like, you know what it takes to abide in joy, Joanne. You do what I've taught you to do. And part of that is through declarations of faith, speaking the mind of God, speaking what God is saying in the face of those counterfeits that try to pull you down and suck you down. It's like, nothing is going to compare with the Lord's presence today. Nothing is going to compete with that. And joy is a powerful weapon in the enemy's face. It's almost like it smacks right in his face when we respond with the joy of the Lord, when we rejoice, when we laugh, when we smile, when he's pulled out his best to try and pull us down, and we end up coming through, rising up on the inside. Man, that's victory. That is victory for us. And it's our joy. Let's think about this. You know, children learning how to walk, they take some tumbles, they take some falls. But the growth comes when they learn to get back up and go at it again. Now, there are some falls that children will take where the parent has to come and pick them up and comfort them, dry their tears, and put a Band-Aid on their knee. I mean, Father God knows exactly, you know, what would knock the wind out of us. But then he also knows that at a certain point, he's got to say, okay, you've got to learn to stand back up and go at it again. And it's in that growth of rising up on the inside of us that we mature. Okay, that's part of the maturing process. I do not believe that for one moment, I don't believe that God sends things to make us fall. Because his original design, Adam and Eve, he placed them in the garden, and it was a garden of pleasure. It was a garden of paradise. There wasn't anything in there to trip him up. So I don't think God has changed. I don't think he sends things our way to make us fall. But I do believe that those things can be used to grow us, and we end up becoming stronger and more mature in the process. Just because trials are in our life, it doesn't mean that God necessarily sent them, but he will grow us by them, okay? So God always gets the last word. Rising up on the inside, I think it's Jen Johnson, one of the YouTube videos, says, just can't keep me down. And I mean, that's a faith declaration for you right there. Write that one down. Post it on your mirror or your car dashboard or kitchen sink, wherever it is you're going to see it. You just can't keep me down. I mean, I've got resurrection life. I've got power on the inside of me. I'm always going to be rising back up. I'm getting a bigger smile on my face the more that I say this. So as we declare these things out, it becomes our reality. Selah. Okay. Speaking the truth. We become the truth. It becomes our life. Here's something that I talked about today on the radio. As you know, I'm 55. I ain't dead yet. Okay. But I do think a lot about getting older. And I think a lot about women in ministry. I had heard it said that, you know, when you look at Christianity and you get to a certain point, it's like 45, 50, 60, the number of women that are actually still in ministry, it really drops off. And Psalm 92 is a promise that the Lord gave to me where it says, those who are planted in the house of the Lord will be alive and flourishing. They will still bear fruit in old age. It is honestly my desire and goal to burn all the way to the end and to finish my race with joy, whatever that looks like, whatever the Lord calls me into. Younger women coming up in their 20s and their 30s, man, that is such a powerful time for them to burn for the Lord. You know, they've just got so much strength in those years, physically, mentally, emotionally, and they're growing in the spirit. And they don't realize what's going to hit them in their 40s and their 50s. I mean, you know, the challenge is then to continue burning for the Lord. I mean, it's going to require some maturing at some levels that, you know, to go on with God, we have to keep being transformed from glory to glory to glory. You know, we can't get to a certain point in our 20s and 30s and think, I've arrived. Yeah, right. Okay. So, there's a song, as I said, I think about maturing and getting older. I've actually made a reservation with God about when I want to check out. It's like, I think this age would be a really good age to end it all. And I don't know if he's going to answer that for me or not, but it's like my parents, my dad is just turned 95. My mother is in her late 80s with Alzheimer's. My husband's dad lived to be 97. He passed away a year and a half ago. His mother is in her upper 80s. And I'm looking at their lives right now. I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know if I want to go that long. I don't know if I want to be around here then. It's like, Lord, this number right here seems really, really good. So I've just kind of reserved that age. We'll see whether or not he answers that. But you do think about it. You do think about your dying and you know, the day that you finally do cross over into eternity. We don't ever know when that's going to be. But I'll tell you what, I look forward to it more and more. I do. There's a song, as I said, from Elevation Worship. It was, I think it was put out in 2020 on their CD. But it says, what would you do if he walked into the room? Talking about Jesus. I mean, when you see him face to face, what would you say to him? How would you worship if you see Jesus face to face? And I remember that day I was standing in my kitchen hearing the words to this song. And I asked myself, you know, it's like, what would I say? You know, you get to the end of your life, you see Jesus face to face. And I ain't dead yet, but I'm thinking about it. And the Holy Spirit rose up on the inside of me and answered the question for me. I was so thankful. And I mean, he nails it every time, doesn't he? Doesn't he always know what to say? What would I say upon seeing Jesus face to face? Holy Spirit's answer. It was worth it all. And I'm like, yes, that is exactly what I would need to say to Jesus. Jesus, everything that I went through for you, everything that I went through upon seeing you, it was worth it all. And what a joy to know that that's what we have ahead of us. Like it says in Acts 20:24, that I may finish my race with joy. And it is going to be a joy to see our Jesus face to face. So, the age of 55, what does a person want? I mean, what are the things that we desire at this point? I was thinking about 3 John. There's only one chapter in the book, but verse 4. It says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that is true. If you have physical children, you want them walking in the truth that God has for their lives, for them to prosper in those things. Your spiritual children are just the ones that you kind of pick up along the way. You want them to walk in the truth that God has for them. And when you see them walking in that truth, it brings a lot of joy. So that's something that you want at age 55. You definitely want to get done with the hot flashes if you haven't yet. There's some physical things that you want. But here's something else that is a real deep want of mine. I want to live my life in such a way that I get filled up the Holy Spirit, the presence of God, and the joy of the Lord. And then I want to release that over others. I mean, I want there to be such an overflow on my life that when people get near me or if they come close to me in any way, shape, or form relationally, that they get to drink of the overflow. Whatever Holy Spirit has filled me with, whether it's the fire of God whether it's the peace of his presence, the joy of the Lord, whether it's the wisdom that comes from God or the knowledge of the truth through his word, any type of spiritual gift. I want people to be able to taste of that overflow, to drink of it as well. Think about the people in your life that have poured into you and helped you along your Christian walk, how there was something going on in them that you experienced God through them. And that's really something that I want today, is I want to release. Oh, first of all, I want to get so jacked up on the Holy Ghost that I have something to release to others. His presence, his countenance, his joy. Okay. So that's something that you want, or that I want at this age. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. And to hunger and thirst for him above all else. That's like he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Here's Psalm 16:11. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You know that God wants us to enjoy his presence just for the sake of enjoying him. I mean, just to come and to dwell and to abide in the Lord, and just to taste and see that he's good, and to enjoy his presence. You know, that's what we're created for. You know, just to dwell with him, to be with him, to love him and to know him. That joy is a weapon. I'll tell you what, it becomes a weapon. And if we want to be able to release this to others, you've heard it said, you can't lead others where you haven't been yourself. Okay. In other words, if you're not partaking of the presence of the Lord, it's hard to impart that to others. It's hard to release that over others. So it begins with our intimacy with Jesus Christ and the time that we spend with him. Okay, feasting upon him. Acts 20:28. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Okay, so I'm going to switch a little bit here and talk about that intimacy with Jesus. And something that I had kind of thought about earlier in the week is how human nature would rather relate to God through a person, you know, rather than coming face to face with Jesus and having that time with Jesus, loving him, adoring him, knowing him, listening to him, obeying him. You know, it's a lordship thing. It's a lot easier to relate to God through a person, pastor, a preacher, a mentor. It all comes down to what are we going to do one-on-one, face-to-face with Jesus. Because like the woman caught in adultery, he loved her, he protected her, he silenced her accusers, but he also said to her, go and sin no more. So the face-to-face intimacy with Jesus is a lordship issue. It's where we are willing to surrender everything just to have him. And part of the intimacy with Jesus is he might actually give us one of those go and sin no more moments. It's where he points to something in our life and says, you know, I see that in you. Do you see that in you? We've got to work on that. And it's a lot easier to not be accountable face to face to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because we want the love, Jesus. We love the salvation, the forgiveness. But guess what? He's also God. He's King and he's Lord. Paul said, I die daily. Jesus said, take up your cross daily and follow me. So sometimes there is a death that we have to die daily. It's a death to our own agenda. It's like this verse in Acts 20, verse 24. It says, nor do I count my life dear to myself. In other words, Jesus, I'm willing to die for you. I'm ready to surrender to you. Because Jesus died for us. And the Bible says that your life is not your own. You have been bought with a price. And the price that was paid was the precious blood of Jesus. Therefore, our lives no longer belong to us. They belong to Him. We've become slaves of righteousness. And it's not a heavy bondage type slavery. It's freedom. Okay, along with it comes all the promises of God, all the blessings of God, the abundant and the full life. But it's based on this intimacy with Jesus, where we're willing to surrender to His lordship in our life. It's the way to true joy. It is. So sometimes in our relationship with Him, if He points to something that He wants to us to get right in our life, we have to flesh it out with Him, okay? And He doesn't condemn us in this, but He does want us to recognize, okay, why is it that I don't want to obey what He is telling me? What is it going on the inside of me? Or what is it that I am wanting more than Him? This song by Elevation Worship, Graves into Gardens. The chorus of the song says, there's nothing better than you. There is nothing better than you. And to be able to sing that to the Lord and really mean it, I mean, that's a place of maturity, you know, where we are growing in our relationship with Him, where we really mean it. So He wants us to live full lives, lives of joy. He wants us to live life that is surrendered to Him so that we can finish our race with joy. And He's worth it all. So happy birthday. Enjoy some cake with me, or maybe I'll find a chocolate chip cookie in town. I'd rather have a chocolate chip cookie just as much as any cake, but you know, I just want to release this word over you. And it is my joy to finish the ministry, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. And it's this love for Jesus, and it's the joy of the Lord that is our strength and that He's called us to walk in. So I bless you with that, and pray that you have a great day. Until next time.